It's On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusa. Our next guest proves that it is never too late to follow your dreams. Never. She's literally living proof of this. Georgian Dorothy Steele is 92. She began acting about 5 years ago, and then she landed a feature role in Marvel's Black Panther. My Mercer University colleague and On Second Thought contributor Sonia Green talked with the actress about her dream of a long lifetime role.
Ms. Steele, you started acting at 88 years old. How did you get into the business?
It was very simple, actually. I fell into it. I was working with the Frank Bailey Center with Elaine Jackson, and she used to do the Christmas plays. And she had Mr. Greg Allen come to our rehearsal one day, and he told us that if we were interested in acting, he would let us come in for half price. And so I jumped at the opportunity, and that's how I got started.
So what made you excited about acting at the age of 88?
It was something to do. It was a pastime. It was a pastime. It was something to do. I like staying busy.
Well, you have obviously been very busy because you landed the role in Black Panther. Talk to me about the audition process. What did you have to do to get the role?
Well, that was kind of, I was iffy. My agent, Cindy Butler, from I Submit Talent, told me about the role, and I said, no, there's no way I'm going to do this because I don't have an accent, and I don't want to do comic strips. And then my grandson informed me that Marvel was not a comic strip, that it was a big business. And so he told me to go ahead and try to prepare for it, and that's what I did. I listened to Mandela every day for hours and hours and hours until I could imitate what he sounded like. So then my son, who is Scott Wardell, he's a cameraman, and he is a stickler, and he made me do it time and time again until he thought I was ready for it. And when I did one, and he said, okay, we're ready to go. And so we sent it to my agent, and she submitted it. And they called her back almost immediately and said, who is that old lady? We want her. And that was the beginning of that. It was very, very exciting. It was an exciting time.
Wow, that's quite a commitment. Well, congratulations. The movie has made $1 billion in the box office.
Yes.
Did you ever think you would live to see such a huge milestone in black entertainment?
No, not in black entertainment, no. Especially a comic strip character, you know, like, you've never had a black hero. And maybe this is why it's such a big, big deal. Because, you know, our little young people, they need something, you know, that they can look up to. And Black Panther is a very good example.
But speaking of movies with black actors, I mean, you were on a set with some really talented and well-known black actors and actresses, Chadwick Boseman, Lupita Nyong'o, Angela Bassett, to name a few, Forest Whitaker. How was it being on the set with all of these black actors and actresses? What was it like?
It was like I was their grandmother. Everybody loved Miss Dorothy. Everybody, no matter, you know, like I just got there. Who was I? I was a nothing, a nobody. Nobody ever heard of me. But because of for some reason, they seemed to like me. And everybody, every day, like I say, when I went into makeup, all the young girls that were the warriors, the young women, I'm sorry, they were the warriors that would be there making up. We always had a lively conversation, and they would talk to me about what I did and about my life, and I would talk to them about their careers, and I'll never forget when Forrest Whitaker came. He was there when I came for makeup, and he got out of his chair and came over, shook my hand, and said, I'm Forrest Whitaker. What is your name? That was a moment for me, because he didn't have to do that. And then, like I said, every day, everybody treated me with great respect, and it was a pleasure going to work. It was a pleasure going to work. And I'll never forget the fact that I always had four men that were attached to me because we did the river scene over and over again. And my costume was so bulky, one man had to hold my costume, and one man held my right hand, the other man held my left hand, And one man stepped in front of me so that I wouldn't step in a pothole and ruin the whole set. So that was great. They walked me every day to the rocks and made pillows for me to sit on. And then the young warriors that were near me, when we have a break, they would get their little candy and stuff. And then when they would say, you know, that we would start again, they would hide their goodies under my robes. And that was cute. I had a lot of fun.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Let's hear a little bit of your work on Black Panther.
I wish to bring Klaw back here to stand trial.
Wakanda does not need a warrior right now. We need a king.
So that is actress Dorothy Steele, and she recently played in Black Panther, and she is talking with me right now. Dorothy, you definitely, I remember you saying earlier that you did some work. You listened to Nelson Mandela every day to get into character. Did it help with your accent, and were there any other things that you learned about the culture that you had to cultivate in this character?
There were voice coaches on the set with us, and when we had to do our lines, she would always go over them with us again, and that made it very easy to do. It was just comforting to know somebody else was there in case I messed up. No, I didn't learn that much about the culture, I'm sorry to say, except that in my mind, I figured out what the merchant tribal elder must have been like because of her costumes and all of the... She must have been a world traveler in the first place because she brought all these new ideas back and she told the king and he put them in action. That's why we were so advanced as a nation. And then I think that we had a very, very well-rounded educational system. And we excelled in the sciences, and that was apparent by the little sister, all the things that she did.
The character of Shuri.
Yeah, and the train that was going so fast and all that good stuff. To me, it was a scientific marvel, what Wakanda did. And I think that's one of the fascinations of the movie, the fact that as Black people, we had this kind of initiative. That we were years ahead in our development.
Well, in one of your recent interviews, you described the movie as a movement. Explain what you mean by that.
I think that we needed something to look forward to. I think that with this movie, it shows what we can do. And I think that if we understand our roles as women, that we will make a difference in how the rest of the world is run. As you saw in the movie, women were the rulers, actually. They were the warriors, they were the thinkers, and I think that that's what we're going to do now. I think we're going to step up to it. I think that the women of today are going to show the world what's going to be the right way to live. I think the women of today are so far advanced that they will never, never, never be second-rate citizens again. I think that's what I mean by a movement. We're going to start stepping up and taking our rightful place in the world, on the world stage. We're going to be a force that has to be reckoned with, because women are strong. We always have been strong. And now, since we are educated and we have more economic means than we used to have, that we can now be more independent. And so we can step out and do what we think we should do, regardless of what anybody else thinks.
So as someone who has lived in Georgia for many years, how does it feel to know Wakanda was made in Atlanta?
Oh, it feels great. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It was great that it was made here in Georgia, which, you know, how can I say? We have many Black people here. that are going places and are doing things. And I'm just thrilled that the movie was made here in Atlanta, in the Atlanta area.
That's Dorothy Steele, the 92-year-old actress in Black Panther. She spoke with On Second Thought contributor Sonya Green.